Welcome to your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment, presented by Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. Today, you will be blessed as you listen to God's prophet, Dr. Abiola Idowu, the presiding bishop of CREPA. That's Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, located at 7171 Arlington Expressway, Jacksonville, Florida. In CREPA, we have experienced the word-working wonders in the lives of the people. We have many testimonies, and today is your opportunity to receive fulfillment in your life. We know the most powerful technology ever is the Word of God. Faith will be born, and your life will never remain the same again. So please welcome Bishop Abiola Idowu.
Praise the Lord. The Lord is good and His mercies endures forever. I am so excited to welcome you to the Hour of Fulfillment tonight. It's going to be an awesome night. This is the night you've been waiting for, because after tonight, there are things that will change completely in your life. But before we go into the Word, let's just have a word of prayer. Father, we are so thankful in the name of Jesus. We give you all the glory and all the praise for the finished work on Calvary. Thank you because of the price paid by our Redeemer, Jesus, the Son of the Living God. And we thank you because of the power of your word that is able to convey everything that God has in store for us. And Father, Lord, as we hear the word and we listen to it and we take step of faith, Lord Jesus, let there be manifestation of your power and glory in our lives. And we thank you because we know it is done. Take charge of this tongue and let me speak your word in boldness, and let there be confirmation of the word spoken with miracles, signs and wonders in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise the Lord. One more time, I want to welcome you to the Hour of Fulfillment, and I want you to know that this is the night you've been waiting for, as I've said. Remember, we're talking about possessing our possessions. And tonight we'll be talking about something you will want to know and hear and be able to appropriate. And it is about divine healing and divine health. Now watch this. The kingdom of God operates in secrets. And those secrets provide security for the kingdom citizens. And when you know those secrets, now when men are cast down, you'll be saying there is a lifting up. Now you cannot separate redemption from soundness in your health. In fact, God wants you well more than you think, because He needed your health for the service of His kingdom. Now we saw from the scriptures that the Bible says in Psalm 105 verse 37, He said He brought them forth also with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble person among their tribes. So that means the redemption of the children of Israel, which is a prototype of what the church is supposed to be, now comes with divine healing. In fact, it comes with prosperity also. But now we're talking about divine healing. It's your inheritance. God wants you to be healthy. In fact, your redemption is incomplete without your health. So don't just speak salvation of soul as if you are going to heaven and you leave your head behind. Take everything, because God wants it together as a package. Now, like I used to say, it's a combo. Now, He wants you to just take that one along with you so that you enjoy all together the areas of what Jesus Christ wants you to enjoy on the earth. Now, listen to this. Now, what you don't know can hurt you. And not only hurt you, it can kill you. Now I've seen people that love the Lord, they are so they pray, they fast, but they don't know the truth. And it's not fasting that set you free, it's not prayer that set you, it's the truth that you know that set you free. Now, every sickness, every disease is an oppression of the devil. It's an oppression of the enemy called Satan. It is not, I want you to listen very carefully, because it's going to deliver you big time. Amen. Now, it is not the food you eat. No, it is not just now where you live or the kind of blood group you carry or the gene, the flows in the family. No! Now, the enemy uses those things as a cover up to do his evil desire. Now he uses those things, okay, it's because he's eating this stuff. But he doesn't come from that food. Other people are eating the same thing. Now we saw the secret exposed in the word of God. The Bible said in Acts chapter 10, verse 38, it said, how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth and is going about doing good and healing all those that were oppressed of the devil. He was going about healing the sick and those oppressed of the devil. So, sickness is an oppression that comes from the devil. Amen. Now, let me just show you this. In John 10:10, scripture says, the thief cometh not, but what?
To steal, to kill, and to destroy.
But I'm come to give them life and life in abundance. So you begin to discover that sickness, disease, cancer, whatever you want to call it. Now, it doesn't come from just the food you eat, the environment where you are. It comes directly from the devil. Mm. Devil is the author of all disease. Now, watch this. I want you to get this right, where I'm going tonight. In 1 John chapter 3, verse 8, because we have established this fact that this thing comes from the devil. Maybe before we just go into that, let me just show you this. In Luke 13, I will just read this one from verse 10 to 16. He said, and he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. And verse 11 said, and behold, there was a woman who had a spirit of infirmity 18 years. And he was bowed together and could in no wise lift up herself. Now, in our modern day, science and technology and medical time, they would say the woman had some arthritis or something. Now, watch this. Mm-hmm. He said, and when Jesus saw her, he called out to him and said unto her, woman, thou art loosed from that infirmity. And he laid his hands on her. No, he was not even giving him medication right now. He laid his hands on her. Mm-hmm. He said, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. And the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation, because that Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day, and said unto the people, there are 6 days which men ought to walk. In them therefore come and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day. The Lord then answered him and said, thou hypocrite, does not each one of you on the Sabbath loose his ass or donkey from the store and lead him away to watering? And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan hath bound, lo, these 18 years be loosed from his bound on the Sabbath day? Jesus Christ didn't say, what this woman who had arthritis, mm-hmm. or this woman who has this sickness and disease. He said, whom Satan has bound these 18 years. Now you can be giving the woman some medication. Mm-hmm. Now, the woman will still be bound because Satan don't take medication to go. Mm-mm. I don't know whether somebody's getting what I'm talking about. Now, you don't apply medication to get Satan out of the place. Mm-hmm. It's the root. Many times, we are treating the leaves, the symptoms. The root of every sickness and every disease is the devil. Thank God for medical sciences. Mm-hmm. Now, if you just use medical sciences and you don't cut off the root, you just have a palliative treatment. Because you have to deal with the root if you want the tree to dry up. You get what I'm talking about. Sure. Now see what Jesus came. God's word said in John chapter 1 in 1 John chapter 3 verse 8. The Bible says this is the purpose. Come on, I love that. Mm-hmm. When we talk about purpose, we are talking about the intent of a thing, the reason for creating a thing. Right. Now he said, this is the purpose that the Son of Man manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. So every works of the devil, I'm telling you, they are going out tonight. Amen. Because we are going to destroy every one of them. Because we discover in the word of God that Jesus Christ has a mission on the earth. And one of his mission is to make sure that every seed of sickness and disease that the enemy is planting in the body of God's people must be taken out. Now see what Jesus Christ declared. Now we have established that Jesus Christ came here. He was going about doing good because one of his mission is anywhere he got the works of the devil, that it has to be dealt with. He has to be taken out. Now Jesus Christ, the Son of God, now says something, because he knew
physically is not going to be here forever. Somebody needs to get it. I'm getting excited now. Now, he knew after his assignment, he's going to go. But he want the effect of the power to still be here. He wants the disciples, all the people that followed him, all the people that received him, to experience soundness in their earth. Now listen to this. Anybody can come and teach you 7 steps to be rich. They don't need to be a Christian. They don't need to know. So I have seen a lot of people that doesn't know anything about God and they are rich. Now, but when it comes to health, I'm not talking about just being on medication for some time. I'm talking about living a well, sound health. That you don't know how sickness feels. Only God supply that. Only him. There is nothing. If he didn't heal you, there is nothing you can do. Now, Jesus Christ now said, behold, in Luke 10:19, he said, behold, I give unto you power over serpent and scorpion and over all the power of the enemy. What? And none of these, all these things shall what? Shall hurt you. Now, he gave us the power. So, when we talk about sickness and disease, you need power to get the devil out. Amen. Come on now. Now, I want you to listen to me because I'm feeling some anointing in this house right now. Amen. And I'm going to just speak some word into your body that the devil that is hanging in there will get out with immediate effect. Now, when Jesus Christ was here physically, he called his disciples. Guess what? Part of the people he called that day was Judas Iscariot. Now you know Judas Iscariot. Thomas the Didymus. Now the guy can doubt anything. Now watch this. And he called them together in Matthew Gospel chapter 10 verse 1. The Bible says, and when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirit to cast them out and to heal all manner, I love that, all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. We're talking about, cancer, we're talking about liver problem, we're talking about infection, we're talking about arthritis, name them, all manner. Now, I want you to know that those sickness, don't just start now. They've been there with their author. Their author was Satan. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm talking about? Now, he gave them power. Now, listen to this, saint, as you are hearing my voice. God sent the 12 disciples that day. He sent me to you tonight. And I'm telling you, every disease at the sound of my voice must go tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. I cast the roots of cancer, diabetes. I come against rheumatism. I come against every fever, every pain. Hear the word of God. Get out in the name of Jesus. That is the language sickness and disease understand. Now listen, every victory in life starts with an understanding of you knowing the will of God concerning the situation. When you don't know what the will of God is, you struggle. Amen. When you don't know what the will of God is, if anybody can tell you anything. Mm-hmm. But when you know with the will of God, faith is released with no stress. Watch this. The will of God is not sickness. I saw it in God's word. The Bible says, he said, my thought towards you is a thought of peace. And you and I know sickness is not peaceful. Amen. He said, it's a thought of peace and not of evil to give you a future and a hope. Do you know why God can't stand sickness in the body of a believer? Because your body is the temple of God. Amen. And one thing I know sickness though is it destroys God's temple. Bible said in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 20, the Bible said, glorify God in your bodies, which are God's. Amen. Glorify God. And anything that is not glorifying God in your body, I'm telling you tonight, we're going to get rid of it. Everything. Amen. That is not glorifying God in your body is going to get out today in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now listen, the key to stop the operation of sickness and disease in your body is the name of Jesus. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Is understanding what the power in the name can do. Is a force that stop the dominion of sickness and disease in your body. It's a provision that God made in the earth department of Amen. The kingdom of God Amen. To make sure that nobody was sick. Remember, he brought them forth also with gold and with silver, and none was feeble among their tribe. It is easy for God to heal everybody, but not everybody is taking steps based upon God's word. See what he told his disciples before he left. He said in Mark chapter 16 and verse number 17 to 18, he said, "And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devil." Remember, the devil is the author and finisher of sickness and disease. He's the author of all disease. He said, "You shall cast the devil out. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpent." He said, "And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick." And what happened? They shall recover. They are not going to jump. They will lay hands by faith upon the sick, and the sickness will get out. It is a sign to convince everybody that Jesus is Lord and is still alive till today. Amen. Each time you invoke the name of Jesus by faith, miracles, signs, and wonders, healing responds. And somebody say, "I'm not a pastor." You don't have to be a pastor. Just be born again. That's all. When you are born again, the power of God will come upon your life because you are part of the family. And in this family, God can't stand anyone sick and oppressed. Don't let the enemy plant a wrong image of who you are in you. God already said everything about you in his word. The devil behind every sickness and disease listens to the name. When you use the name, and it will leave you alone. Amen. Now, I was looking into this scripture in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14. He said, "For as much children are partakers of flesh and blood," he said, "himself took part of the same, so that through death he might destroy him." He might destroy him through his death. He might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil. So that means through the death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, God has given Jesus power to destroy all the works of the devil. Amen. So each time you present the name, oh my God, Satan will run without looking back.
Amen.
Now, I don't know. Maybe you have had that experience before. When you were young, if somebody slapped you or somebody beat you so much that and nobody was there to take care of it, and the person beat you that when they are asking you what's your name, you want to pray about it. You understand what I'm talking about? Now, each time you see the person, even when you are grown, you will remember the slap. You will remember the way you were beaten. Now, he registered. Now you are old. The guy is not beating you anymore. Now, if the guy was a bully, but you will still remember, as I'm talking right now, you remember the guy that just bullied you when you were in school. Yeah, I know. Now, that's the way it goes. When Jesus Christ rose from the dead, he destroyed him. And each time you call the name of Jesus, Satan, remember, that guy is here again. I cannot stand. And he's out of the way. Now, watch this. This is very important. This is very important. We saw a practical illustration of what I'm saying in the book of Acts chapter 3 from verse 1 to 9 and 12 to 16 is a popular scripture. The disciples, they were going to the temple in the time of prayer, and that was a man that was lame in his feet since his birth, and he was there asking for some alms. Now, when he saw Peter, James, and John come in, he was asking them to give him money. And Peter said, "Gold and silver we don't have, but what we have we'll give to you. In the name of Jesus," he said, "rise up and walk." Now, we all saw how Peter just took lifted up the guy, and the guy stood up and was running around, and a miracle happened. I have seen that one happen in my ministry, but to the glory of God, to his praise. Now, because that is not Peter that healed the man, is the name. Because Peter said, "You think it's by our holiness or by righteousness we have made this man walk? No." He said, "The same Jesus whom you crucified, God has highly exalted him, and through his name we have made this man whole." It time you see sickness and disease in your body, invoke the name of Jesus. Amen. God has given him a name that is above every other name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow of things in heaven, things on the earth, things under the earth, and every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord, to the glory of God the Father. I speak right now, every hole in the heart, hear the word of the Lord. I command you, be healed now, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Have you just brought something to my spirit as I'm just saying that? I remember I met one lady years ago, and when she was born, she was okay, but after some time they saw that the growth was not normal, and they said, what's going on? They discovered that she had a hole in the earth, and it just stopped the growth. And I know it was not malfunctioning or bad defect. I know now biologically that's what they will tell us, medically that's what they will tell us, but I know behind it is the devil. Everything God has given to humanity is the best. It's the devil. So, and I said, Satan, you can't touch this one. So I invoked the name of Jesus, and I heard Jesus Christ told me exactly what to say. And I spoke to this lady, bam, this young child, and guess what? The mighty hand of God came upon her, and just like that, and it was healed. Now I remember they were telling me years ago that a few months ago now that she graduated from the college now, but I mean, wow. Wonderful. Now watch this. I don't care how long the sickness and disease have been there. What I know right now is, in the name of Jesus, you are getting your freedom tonight. Amen. You are getting your healing tonight. Amen. Now it is like the name of Jesus is like the key that opened the door when it comes to your healing. Now, I don't know. I think maybe we know so much in our days that we don't know the value of the name anymore. Amen. Now, I remember in Mark Gospel chapter 9 verse 38, the disciples, they get so envious of one guy that was using the name. They gathered together and they were casting out devils in the name of Jesus. And the disciples get jealous, and they said, "Why?" They said, "These guys are not in our ministry. What's going on?" They then went to Jesus. They said, "These guys are not following us, and they are using your name to cast out devil." And Jesus Christ said, "No, if they are not against me, they should be for me." Mm-hmm. Now, these people, they don't know what Peter knew. Mm-hmm. They don't know what James knew. They don't know what John knew. But they knew the worth of the name. Amen. And they took the name, and demon came out. Amen. You have been in Christ too long. You are too old to be a subject in the hand of the devil. Yes. A project in the hand of the devil. I'd like you to be hungry tonight. No way! Henceforth, Satan, get out of my body. Amen. I bind you in the name of Jesus. I want you to, by faith, begin to declare, I am free. I am healed in the mighty name of Jesus. I curse every sickness and every disease in the mighty name of Jesus, from the crown of my head down to the sole of my feet. Everywhere that is pain, I bind you. Get out in the name of Jesus and give him thanks for it. And that's the way it goes. Now, let me tell you, if you are here listening to me tonight and you are not yet saved, it may be very difficult for you to approach the throne of grace and take what belongs to you. Now, God wants you healed, but it's not automatic. You need to appropriate the principle of the kingdom. So if you are here now, you are listening to me, please, I want you to pray this prayer with me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for loving me so much. I thank you because of the provision for soundness in my body. And I thank you tonight that as you come in into my life, sickness and disease is out today in the name of Jesus. I receive my deliverance. I receive my salvation. Amen. Thank you for writing my name in the book of life. I'm born again. I'm a child of God in Jesus' name. Amen. Guess what? Amen. You are now a child of the living God. Amen. I'd like you to take your authority. And if you are there tonight, you are listening to me, I believe God has healed you. The mighty hand of God is upon your life. it shall be well with you in Jesus' mighty name. Praise the name of Jesus. Now, I don't know what I'm thinking about right now as I'm just speaking. I'll continue this series next week.
Amen.
Oh, yeah, wow. You wow. Getting out of this thing this time. Wow. In the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Wow. Thank you so Amen. Much, Bishop. Wow, that was a powerful word from the Lord. I just want to welcome our listening audiences. We want to thank you so much for tuning in. You are listening to Dr. Abiola Idowu from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, and this is your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment. We are located at 7171 Arlington Expressway. We'd love to invite you to come out to our services tomorrow. Yes, that's Sunday morning tomorrow. We actually have two services. The first service is at 8 a.m. That's our early service in the morning. You can come to that early service if you're an early riser, or if you want to have some time to take your coffee and whatever else you do in the morning, come to the 10 o'clock service. Another service is at 10 a.m. And we'll be happy to pick you up if you need a ride. Just give us a call at 646-8210. The number to call for a ride is 646-8210. Come out to our services tomorrow. Tomorrow's service is Uncommon Victory. Uncommon Victory. Wow. And you know, we have the victory.
Yeah.
And it is uncommon. Mm-hmm. And we need to know how to just declare that That's victory it. And let it manifest itself in our life. So come out to Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, located at 7171 Arlington Expressway, for one of the services tomorrow, 8 a.m. or 10 a.m. And remember, if you need a ride, we will happily pick you up. And the number to call for a ride is 646-8210. That's 646-8210. Now, we have Travis Green on the way, but when we come back, we're going to go into that moment of change. So stay with us. Here's Travis Green with Made Away. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back after this.
Don't know how, but you did it. Made a way. Standing here. Not knowing how we'll get through this test. But holding on to faith, you know best. Nothing can catch you by surprise. You got this figured out, and you're watching us now. And when it looks as if we can't win, wrap us in your arms and step in. And everything we need you supply. You got this in control. And now we know that you made a way.
When our backs were against the wall, and it looked as if it was over.
Lord, you made a way.
And we're standing here.
Thank you so much, Brother Christian. We are back with the Hour of Destiny Fulfillment. You've been listening to Dr. Abiola Idowu. We are Christ Resurrection Power Assembly located at 7171 Arlington Expressway. We want you to come out to our services tomorrow. We have two services. The first service is at 8 a.m. That's our early service. And the second service is 10 a.m. We will pick you up if you need a ride. Just give us a call at 646-8210. The number to call for a ride is 646-8210, and we'll be happy to pick you up. Now, we're going to go ahead and we're getting ready to go into our moment of change. But just before we do that, I want to introduce who we have with us in the studio tonight. This is the Hour of Destiny Fulfillment, and this is the Fulfillment Family. Of course, we have Dr. Abiola Idowu here with us tonight. We have Sister Thunder. She's here with us. Brother Clarence is here, and Brother Christian is here, and of course, I'm yours truly, Sister Jan Jones. It's time for us to go into the moment of change, and to take us right into that is Brother Christian. Brother Christian, how are you tonight?
I am blessed and very thankful, Sister Jan. It's a pleasure to be here with you as a family. I want to thank all our listeners, but first, let's give honor to whom honor is due. Bishop, sir, we just want to thank God for your life, sir. You know, and we thank God for the unction over you that you'll be able to bring the word to us every Saturday. And we thank God that we continue to receive this great word through you as a vessel. Amen. We're going into the moment of change. Sister Thunder, it's a pleasure to have you. You know, Sister Jan, I want us to look at this. It's, you know, I sense the power of God in this studio today.
Amen.
Because where there is God, you know, you would feel that anywhere Jesus is, there's healing. And for us to talk about healing, it's a divine presence of the Lord today that we are blessed with. And so our moment of change is having the topic, which is how to receive divine healing. You know, we have been blessed to hear the word already, where our Father in the Lord, Bishop, sir, he's just spoken to us about divine healing and divine health. You know, before we came to the studio, we're talking about the word of God, and we looked at Mark chapter 5, and there were three instances that we saw, sir, Bishop, that people that had an interaction with the word of God, because here's what we see. Jesus is the word of God. Mm-hmm. He came from heaven, and he was sent to us. Mm-hmm. He's given to us as a gift because he has the glory of God. He's the power of God. He brings the power in his wings, his healing. He has everything that has to do with every purpose of God, which is good health for us. And so he is the bread from heaven. He came, and in that Mark chapter 5, we saw that there was an instance where a man was in the tombs that was dealing with evil spirits. Mm-hmm. They were in him. All right. We have, and the word said that this man could not be chained at all. Nothing can bind him. But, you know, when we looked at it, we were saying that, but there was an interaction with Christ. He recognized Christ. Mm-hmm. He came to Christ. He worshipped him. Mm-hmm. And his story was never the same anymore.
Yeah.
There's another lady there with the issue of the blood. And in those days, as we're looking at the context of the story about this lady, you know, she having an issue of blood in those times does not allow you to go around men of God. It does. It changes your life. But the scripture tells us that this lady, she went from physician to physician looking for help. Mm-hmm. She could not have the help she has. Mm-hmm. You know, if somebody is listening to us and you are dealing with the same situation where you have moved from hospital to hospital, you've gone to doctors, you have had every kind of diagnosis. This is a similar situation that you're listening to now, that you might be able to listen and key in and learn something that will change your story. But this lady went and she knew that there is a word that says, if you touch the wings of them that carry the word, you will receive the there's healing in their wings. And she went against everything that she knew that should have stopped her. But sir, she went and touched Jesus' garment. All right. The word of God is the power of God. She went and touched that word. She touching means she had a contact with that word. She had an interaction with that word, sir. And her life was changed. Mm-hmm. There's another one in that same chapter. Jairus' daughter was dead. This is beyond bringing back life. This is a situation where it's a dead situation. The daughter has been declared dead. They told Jesus, you know what? This, don't even bother to come. This, the girl is dead. But Christ went there anyway, and he said to Jairus, let them go out. He set them out. That is people that are bringing disbelief to you to distract you from the power of God that is in your presence. Jesus says, separate yourself from them. But the end of the story is there was restoration. Mm-hmm. Life was given back into that life. Mm-hmm. What am I saying here, sir, is that in all of these situations, we see that people are dealing with the same situations. People might be in a situation today that you're looking at your life, you say, well, you know what? My situation has been declared a dead story. I'm probably listening to this radio studio from the hospice house. I'm listening to a situation where I just have been given a couple days to leave. Oh, my situation is one that is beyond recovery. It cannot be restored any longer. So I'm giving you these scenarios for people to see that there is still power in healing. Mm-hmm. And the power of healing is among us. Mm-hmm. How can they come to have this opportunity of knowing that divine healing is the reality for your situation to change? Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother Christian. See, if you look at every healings and miracles that happen in that chapter and throughout the scripture, it is based on what they heard.
That's it.
Everything that happened in the scripture, every miracle is based on and they heard about Jesus.
That's right.
Now, because you can receive without faith. And faith comes by hearing. Now, we're sharing the word of God tonight. Something is telling you, so that is up. It's just because of what you heard.
That's right.
Now, faith is born through the word. And everything bows to the word. Right. Everything. Now, look at that man. He was chained. He couldn't be tamed. But when Jesus Christ, the word of God, showed up, the man submitted. Mm-hmm. Why? The devil inside of him knew that the answer to the question of humanity was around. So the same thing. I don't care how terrible they've told you your case. Start hearing the word.
Amen.
Faith will be born. And the moment faith is born, you will take over.
Amen.
Faith will get you to any destination in life.
Yeah. Man, thank you, sir. That was powerful there. I want to continue on that.
Yeah.
Thank you so very much for all that you do. We appreciate you.
Yeah.
My question is, you know, we talk about the word, and we know that there is power in the word, and there's power in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
We've heard so many different stories. So we've seen so many different miracles and things like that. But some of these people that are listening to this word that we're talking about tonight, you know, yes, they want to be healed. Yes, they want to, you know, be free from bondage. You know, bondage covers a lot of things.
Yeah.
But there's one thing that I want to ask you about that, you know, for these listeners listening. You know, sometimes the things that we're holding on to can stop our healing and our good health. You know,
things like
bitterness, anger, anxiety. Unforgiveness. These things can actually take us to our grave.
You are very right.
Help our audience to have an, how would I say this? Help our audience to,
I mean, how to get rid of these.
These things that they're holding on to, that is preventing the healing, that preventing good health.
Yeah.
Help our audience, please.
Now let me just start with this. If you are hungry, what do you look for?
Food.
Now, you look for food. Now, if you need healing, why don't you get rid of things that want to stop you?
Mm.
Because, you see, what people don't know is, I mean, all these bitterness, unforgiveness, is going to stop you from getting the best from God.
That's right.
Now, if you submit to God, let Him take care of it. Now, anytime you see worry, anxiety, unforgiveness is a product of fear,
mm-hmm.
because somebody is proud.
Right.
Somebody just wants to have his way. I am not saying the person didn't hurt you, but let God take care of that.
Let it go. That's
right. Let it go.
That's right.
And get your healing. Because you don't know how much bondage you are putting yourself.
That's right.
And I tell you, forgiveness is a choice. But the healing of your heart is a process.
Now, it may not be instant. You may have just, I forgive, but it's coming back. Don't worry. Just submit it to Jesus. Mm-hmm. He'll take care of it.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Yes, yeah, Sister Tarnley was signaling. I know she had something to say here. Go right ahead, Sister.
There were three things that really, really stood out. And I wanted to recap, and I wanted Bishop to answer a question on one.
Yeah.
One of the things was God's will, and you expressed that God's will is not sickness.
Yeah.
So, clarification. Good. Appreciate it. Another thing was we were talking about the woman with the issue of blood.
Yeah.
And faith came up, which she had great faith.
Yeah.
And you had made a comment about everything bows to the word.
Yes.
So where I'm going is, I also wrote down trust. Is trust the same as faith?
Now, I used to say this. I said, trust is the senior brother of faith. Because you come into a place whereby you abandon yourself to God. God, if you don't do it, I'm not going nowhere. That's trust. It doesn't matter what I feel. It doesn't matter what is going on there. I know you love me, and I'm going to stick to you. He has you gone beyond faith. And that move God. Praise God.
Praise
God.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Wow. We just want to thank everyone that's been with us. This is the moment of change. And we're talking about divine healing, by the way. So if you are listening to us and you have any situation that you're dealing with and you are not familiar with the healing power of God, it is alive. It is what heals you. The word is what gives you a restoration and good health. You know, I thank God for the doctors and the bishops and every other one that is giving you the understanding that, yes, there is healing, but healing comes from above. It is the bread of God that comes down and gives the healing. So at this moment, I want you to know that one thing you can do is to trust the word of God. Trust the word of God. Trust everything that is you're hearing and let your word of God give you the strength to be healed. He's the one that heals you. Sister Jan, you can come right in here.
All right. That was your moment of change, and you are listening to Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. We are located at 7171 Arlington Expressway. We want you to come out for services tomorrow. We have two services. The first service is 8 a.m., and the second service is 10 a.m. If you need a ride, we'll be happy to come and pick you up. The number to call for that ride is 646-8210. The number again to call for a ride tomorrow morning is 646-8210. We are live in the studio with Dr. Abiola Idewu, and we are your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment, and we are the Destiny Fulfillment family. So now it's time for us to go into our segment of testimony. I just love this segment because this is where we get to brag about the goodness of the Lord. We've been talking about healing all night, and I'm telling you, we're going to just look quickly at Psalms 32. In the New Living Translation, it says, "Oh Lord, my God, I cried to you for help, and you restored my health." I'm telling you, Bishop, we have the testimony. Now, this testimony we have this week is this young man, and he is so, I mean, this young man is so thankful. He is so thankful for what God has done in his life. You know, just to give you a little background, he used to, before he came to our church, he used to drive 50 miles on Sunday to go to church. And by the grace of God, one of our members invited him to come to service, and he came and visited the church, and he's been there ever since. And I'm telling you, God's been blessing him and blessing him. And his testimony is about healing, of course. Mm-hmm. Now, he testified that he's been healed of, he was actually diagnosed with a series of illnesses that the doctors told him were irreversible. He actually had diabetic retinopathy.
Yeah.
And they told him that's irreversible, but he testified that God healed him from that.
Yeah.
And you know, when you have diabetes, all manner of things, there's many factors that comes with the diabetes. Yeah. And they were telling him about the different, you know, he was having some pain in his leg, and they were trying to figure, in his feet rather, and they was trying to figure out how they were going to deal with that. And this man testified, I said, I'm just happy that I can feel my feet, because I haven't felt my feet. He wasn't able to feel his feet, you know, for a long period of time. But when God healed him, now he actually has the feeling in his feet.
Yeah.
He's been healed from diabetic retinopathy. He's been healed from the diabetes that took the feeling out of his legs and his feet. He's been, God took the tobacco and alcohol away from him, and he has rededicated his life to the Lord. Is that not a testimony or what? Right.
I tell you, that is what our God can do when we submit to him. Now, I saw this guy, when he started coming, you can see the hunger. He wants to just hear more of the word of God. Yes. And as the war was going on, and he's sinking it in, God was flushing everything out. Amen. I don't care what is there. Just join us tomorrow and let Jesus Christ take care of it.
That's right.
Praise God.
Amen. That was just an awesome testimony. It's just so wonderful to keep hearing how God continues to take care of his children. Mm. Now we're going to go ahead and we're getting ready to open up the phone lines. So I'm going to give you the number to call into the studio. The number to call is area code 904-296-2251. That number to call live into the studio is area code 904-296-2251. Bishop is here in the studio. He's standing by to pray with you. If you have a question, you may have heard something that came through the message that stirred your spirit. You may have heard something during the moment of change. You may have a comment or a question. Just give us a call here. We are live in the studio with Dr. Abiola Idowu, and the number to call is area code 904-296-2251. We've been talking about healing, and if you have any illness tonight, it can be dealt with. Just give us a call here in the studio, 904-296-2251, and Dr. Abiola Idu will be happy to pray with you. So, Sister Thunder, tell us what is happening in CREPA this month.
Well, next week is our Dominion celebration with Bishop Francis Walioki.
Wow!
There we go. That's called celebration right there.
Yes.
The theme is Kingdom Victory. We begin on Friday, October 13th at 7 p.m. On Saturday, October 14th, we have a 10 a.m. meeting for all CREPA leaders. Our evening service will begin at 7 p.m. On Sunday, October 15th, we will have one service at 10 a.m. You don't want to miss this Dominion celebration with Bishop Francis Walioki. Come get your blessing. Partner with us to be a blessing to the work of the Lord. Now, you can use your smartphone. Just text as a single word, give and be blessed. Give and be blessed. You're going to text it to 73256. That number again is 73256. You're going to follow the prompts. Now, if you want a receipt, make sure you provide your email address. You can also visit our webpage, www.crepa.org. That's www.crepa.org. From the top right menu bar, select Give. Select the drop-down arrow for CREPA Radio Support. Now, if you'd like to mail your blessing, the address is Christ Resurrection Power of Assembly, 7171 Arlington Expressway, Jacksonville, Florida, 32211. Remember, whether it's $10, $100, $500, any amount is a blessing. And you don't have to be from Jacksonville. You can be from another state. You can be from another country. We have multiple ways that you can be a blessing. We have the text. We have our webpage. Or you can mail it. Or our very favorite, you can just show up in person tomorrow and bring it with you. We have cell groups. We meet on Saturday, October 28th. Saturday, October 28th at 5 to 6. Now, make sure you write this note down, put it on your refrigerator, put it in your phone as a reminder. Now, if you've never been to any of our cell groups, you want to write this number down as well. Call 904-646-8210. Call this number and we'll let you know the cell group that's closest to you. Join us for Bible study and share your personal journey in discovering the meaning of his word. We meet the last Saturday of each month from 5 to 6 p.m. We look forward to seeing you Saturday, October 28th from 5 to 6.
Thank you so much, Sister Thunder. Now, I'm going to give that number again, and the number to call into the studio is area code 904 296-2251. And we know we get a lot of calls into the studio. If you are calling and the line is busy and you can't get through, just call back, because we are here and we are ready to pray with you and we want you to get through. So give us a call live in the studio at area code 904. The number is 296-2251. That number to call again is area code 904-296-2251. Give us a call and we'll be happy to pray with you, and we will take as many calls as we can. So don't worry if you can't get through the first time, just call back and we will be happy to pray with you. Now, Sister Thunder, you were giving these announcements, but you know, I didn't hear you say anything about the women's convention that's coming up next month. Now, we've got to have them to save the date for this. So I'm going to just go ahead and let the cat out the bag. We are having our women's convention next month. That is November the 10th through the 12th. Now, you're not going to want to miss this, because I'm telling you, we are women of purpose. And we have a dynamic guest speaker coming. We have events that are going on the entire weekend. So we want you to save that date. Now, you'll hear a lot more about this later. But save the date for the Women's Convention. That's November the 10th through the 12th at Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. So I'm going to give the number to call into the studio again. It's 296-2251. That number to call is 296-2251. Do we have someone on the air? Oh, okay, we lost that call. So give us a call back at 296-2251. We are here standing by the phone lines. Bishop is waiting to pray with you. That number to call again is 296-2251. So, Bishop, we were talking about healing.
Yeah.
And tonight has just been all about healing. And I'm telling you, one thing that I know is that, you know, I remember in the Bible where we had the lepers, and when Jesus told them to go and show themselves to the priest,
okay,
and then one out of the 10, one came back and thanked them. And I, you know, I was looking at that, and I wonder how in the world, if you're a leper and you've been healed, because, you know, God healed me. You heard my testimony where he healed my cataracts. I didn't have to have the cataract surgery after all, after God healed me. And, you know, ever since he healed my cataracts, it's almost like my spiritual climate has changed.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, and I'm so thankful. I mean, I'm so thankful of everything.
Wow.
And so I just can't understand how you can experience God's healing and not be thankful.
You see, thanking God is a lifestyle. If you don't have that lifestyle, no matter what God has done for you, you just say it's one of those things. Now, it's an attitude that must change. Otherwise, you stop receiving what you're supposed to have. Now, I was looking into the children of Israel. I've never seen a nation that experienced physical, tangible blessing like these people. And after that, they start complaining.
My. No, that's true. Oh my God.
You saw God just came down in the cloud and in fire. He spoke, you heard his voice audibly, and yet you say we want to return to bondage.
My. So, yeah. Yeah, that is true. I mean, it just seemed like it's just so unusual. Yeah. It's just like, how could you not? I mean, God himself steps into your case.
Into your case, and you know this God.
And you know it's God. You know that it's nothing that man did. And, oh, wow.
Okay. Now, maybe somebody said, I've never received a tangible miracle before. But you just discover you woke up this morning.
Yes.
You're right, man. Yes. That's you're right, man. It's not your alarm that woke you up.
It's not your alarm that woke you up.
Wow.
So right. That's why the Bible says, let everything that has breath.
That's right.
Praise the Lord. Not
that's
everybody
right.
that bought a new car.
Right. Yes.
Everybody that bought build a new house.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Let everything that has breath. Praise the Lord. So amen. God is worthy of our praise.
Wow. I'm telling you. Well, if you're just joining us, you're listening to your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment with Dr. Abiola E. Dewu. Our phone lines are open in the studio. You can give us a call at area code 904-296-2251. That number to call in the studio is area code 904-296-2251. 2251. We want to invite you out to our services tomorrow. We have two services at Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. The first service is an early service at 8 a.m. and the second service is at 10 a.m. So come out to the services tomorrow, because tomorrow's theme is Uncommon Victory. Yeah. And I'm telling you, we know we have the victory. We have the victory, and we're going to declare it, and we're going to receive from the Lord tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So come out to Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, 7171 Arlington Expressway, for your day of uncommon victory.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give the number for the phone lines again. That number to call is 296-2251. Just give us a call at 296-2251. When you hear that number, just write it down, because there are people are calling through and we want you to get through. Your case must be settled tonight. So call us at 296-2251. You know, God is so good. I mean, the word says that, I mean, it, you know, before we get, when we call, I mean, he'll answer us. He just answers us. We call to him. We don't have to wait, Bishop. He will answer us right away, and he will answer you. So give us a call tonight, 296-2251, and let Dr. Abiola Idewu pray with you. If you have a question, he'll be happy to answer your questions. And if you heard something that's been stirring up in your spirit with the moment of change, Brother Christian was talking about the guy in the tombs and how, you know, Jesus just came and took authority over that situation. I mean, give us a call, 296-2251, area code 904. 296-2251. So, Bishop, I'm going to go to the phone lines, and we have Brother David is on the line. Brother David, you're on the air. How can we serve you tonight?
Yes, I'm going through right now. I'm going through some fear and depression, and I would just like prayer for that.
Okay. Now, I'm going to just take authority over those forces. I told you when I was speaking, it is not you. It is your enemy called the devil. And I'm going to speak to him now, and he's going to leave you alone. Father, okay, we stand by the authority in the name of Jesus, and I take authority over you. You foul spirit of depression, you power of darkness, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. I bind you now, and I cast you out. In the name of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus, I declare total freedom upon this child of God. And I thank you, because I know it is done. To you be glory and praise forever. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Brother David. God bless you. You're listening to Dr. Abiola Idewu from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. We are located at 7171 Arlington Expressway, and you have an invitation to come out to our services tomorrow morning. That's an early service at 8 a.m., and then there's another service at 10 a.m. So come out and worship with us. Our theme tomorrow is Uncommon Victory.
That's right.
So come
that's right,
out and
right.
I'm telling you,
yes,
victory,
yes, yes, victory.
I mean, we know we have the victory, and I just can't wait, because I'm telling you, God has been good to me. And when we go to the services, we gather in the congregation.
Yes.
I mean, just the feeling of the Lord just moving throughout, the Holy Spirit moving throughout the sanctuary, meeting the needs of the people. I'm telling
that's
you,
right,
you
right.
have to come out tomorrow morning at Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, 7171 Arlington Expressway.
Yes.
So I'm going to give that number to call into the studio again. The number to call is 296-2251. Area code 904-296-2251. If you call and the line is busy, just call back. We're standing by the phones. We will take your call. We want your case to get in. You may say, oh, I'll call. This is your time. Give us a call at 296-2251. We have Sister T. Lulu on the line. Sister T. Lulu, you're on the air. How can we serve you tonight?
Yeah, I tell God, thank you. And Bishop was talking about trust, so I know I trust God, so I want Bishop to please pray for me so I can get to know God more, trust Him more, and fear Him more, and get total healing, no more pain.
Yeah, in the mighty name of Jesus, I'm going to pray with you, and
Amen.
The grace of God will rest upon you to trust
Amen.
Him more. And you see, the key is, the more you look at His word, the more trust grows. Father, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I release grace upon your daughter, grace to trust you, grace to know you, grace to walk in your word, grace to read the word and listen to it, grace to have an understanding of the truth. Receive it now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, because I know it is done in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Teeth Lulu. God bless you. So we are Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. We are live in the studio. We have the Destiny Fulfillment family here with Dr. Abiola Idowu. We want you to come out to the services tomorrow. We have two services. The first service is at 8 a.m. and the second service is 10 a.m. So come out and be blessed. The theme tomorrow is Uncommon Victory, and we want to see you there. I mean, we have so much in store. We're just at the beginning of the month.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's so much going on in the month of October, and you want to be a part of it. So come out to Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, 7171 Arlington Expressway. The number to call into the studio, again, is 296-2251. That number to call is 296-2251. Oh, look at the time, Bishop. It's almost time for us to get out of here, but we're going to see if we can take one more call. If I see the phone lines are still lit up, and I want to make sure that we get this call in, because I'm telling you, Bishop, sometimes the woman with issue of blood said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment. You know, sometimes your breakthrough is just a phone call away.
That's it.
And you just have to take that step, no matter what the enemy says, and try to distract you from calling.
Yeah.
You have to make that call. So write this number down, 296-2251. The number live in the studio when we are here is 296-2251. We are Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, and we're located at 7171 Arlington Expressway. We actually have two services, and our two services are 8 a.m. tomorrow morning and 10 a.m. So it's time for us to get out of here, Bishop. We have to go, and we've enjoyed. We thank you so much for tuning in to your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment with Dr. Abiola Idowu and the Fulfillment Family. We'll be back next week, Saturday, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m., and we'd love to see you there. So tune in next week to your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment. We will see you next week, and until then, remain blessed, and remember, Jesus is alive.
Praise God. Yes.
You've been listening to your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment with Bishop Abiola Idowu from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, located at 7171 Arlington Expressway, Jacksonville, Florida. Our worship times are Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. and a second service at 10 a.m., also on Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. For more information, please call area code 904-646-8210. We will see you next Saturday at 7 p.m. Until then, remain blessed. Jesus is Lord.